That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Elizabeth, I think has a legit gripe here. What's your opinion on tipping the shuttle driver at a four-star hotel who takes you to and from the airport? Not only do I transport them to and from the airport, I also load, unload their heavy-ass bags that I can only assume are loaded with gold bullion, only to turn around and be handed nothing. I don't chat them up. I'm a pretty quiet driver, doesn't bug the passengers. What am I doing wrong? Is it too much to ask for a couple of bucks here and there?
No.
I always tip the shuttle driver.
Yeah. Yeah, you deserve it.
Even just from the airport parking lot to the terminal. Yeah.
But yeah. I'll tell you what,
especially if they're handling bags.
If they're actually getting off their seat and come back and moving your bags,
Well,
right?
Even if they're not, I got a set of golf clubs that they're going to hand me, and then another big bag along with that. So I always tip the shuttle driver.
I've noticed on those things, though, that a lot of times you'll tip somebody, and they're surprised they're getting tipped.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because I notice most people don't.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think she's doing anything wrong. I think just people are...
I have forgot a few times in certain situations like that, but let's get this out of the way. I over-tip all the time because I'm like you, Gary. If I see somebody, and I remember being exactly that age with no money in my pocket, I know that $5 is $5 in his pocket that I will not miss. No matter what it is, here's $5. I know. And only because I got a couple extra bucks, I can do that. But if I had to worry about my own bills, I might not be able to do that. And I think that's why the tipping culture is people are getting tough.
It's from every direction.
Right.
Yeah. They're getting deluged with it. Yeah.
But even if you're having a hard time paying your own bills or whatever, if you know you're going out or whatever, tipping is part of that.
Oh, no, I'm with you on that, Nick. I'm talking about the little things, like turn that thing around. Can you give me $5? And no, thank you. I understand that. If you're going out, you got to learn to tip, right?
We just went out to eat this past weekend, and I went on an emotional roller coaster of tipping, right? Because first we get this guy, we get a young black guy. You know, it's Omaha. It's not too often I get a young black, server. And so this waiter comes up, young black. I already see him. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to take care of this guy.
Right.
And then he starts talking, and he has a British accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh,
he's still
never
a black
mind.
Guy.
I'm not giving this guy a tip. He's fine.
He's fine. Right. He's fine now.
But I have to ask. You hear an accent, so you have to ask. So I was like, well, where are you from? And he was like, I'm from Florida, actually. What? And I was like, what? Well, now I got to tip the guy again. but apparently he said he had an accent. Because he does gaming, and he just games with all people based in the UK.
Oh, then I'm taking the money away.
And then I was like, never mind. I'm not tipping this guy.
That is lame. Listen, just gaming with guys with your headphone doesn't make you have a British accent. He does that on purpose.
If he did that from a young age, though, I could see you picking
you
up.
You have to live there.
So
you have to live there.
Assimilated into the game culture?
He is. And we were talking about it, like me and Jessica were talking about it, because apparently a bunch of kids now, people who have kids that have grown up watching Bluey, this little Australian cartoon.
Okay.
There are a bunch of kids now with Australian accents in America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because all they do is watch Bluey. And
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's different, right? Because they're doing it from like 2 years old and not like a grown man.
Well, maybe the adults should interact with them a little more often instead of just plopping them in front of Bluey.
Yeah,
there's
probably.
Yeah.
I tip for a Bluey once in a while.
That's no. Wrong vowel.
No. Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Close enough.
That's past tense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blueies don't deserve tips.
Yeah, but AB, though, armless babies, I'm tipping big time for that. Yeah, so I get yeah, I'm not buying that guy. But, you're right, I'm with you. That's an emotional roller coaster.
But Nick's right. Nick's right about it. There's certain ones where it's just it's non-negotiable. Like when I remember already having the talk with my daughter, you know, about going out. Like if you're if you're gonna go out to eat and you can't tip, don't go out.
Right.
Because it's just part of the bill. You can't not tip the server. It's just non-negotiable.
Yeah, and if you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to go out to eat.
Right.
My son and his buddy, they were probably sophomores in high school. They went out somewhere like some breakfast place and he came home and said he forgot about it. I said, go back. And it wasn't like I was some prick saying, go back. I said, because he felt bad. He goes, oh, I forgot. I said, no, yeah, go back. And he goes, he went back and found the guy and gave him the money. I said,
he had to be shocked.
You got a tip. You got a tip.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But my son, he felt, it wasn't like he was whining about it. He said, oh, yeah, I did forget.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what I'll do sometimes, is run out on the bill, but I'll come back and give them a tip later. a couple days later, usually. Yeah.
Todd will do that. That's because he's high. That's why.
Todd floats out of the restaurant.
You have forgot. I remember years ago, a friend of mine was in visiting. He was in town for business, and I met him for a few beers. This is 20 years ago, at least. And we met at a local sports bar. He was staying in town. The guy I knew since we were like 10 years old, but we both went to this bar and we're eating, and he was still there, and I gave him some money. He forgot to tip.
So he just pocketed your money?
He forgot to tip. So the next day, Todd and I are on the radio, and I get a call. Somebody, there was no social media at the time, so somebody got a hold of us somehow and said, hey, the rumors that Tyler was in this bar last night and didn't tip. And because they didn't know who that guy was, but they recognized me. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I'm so lucky it got back to me, because I drove to the Buffalo Wild Wings at the time and walked in. I said, mm-hmm. dude, I was here yesterday and I heard somebody called me out on the radio and blah, blah, blah. I said, find this person and give them this money. So, but they were like, Todd and I know that feeling. You can't. If you get recognized, you don't tip. You're an idiot. Yeah.
Especially when they heard we just signed a $1 trillion contract.
While I'm here, give me a dozen Parmesan garlic.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Parmesan garlic, I heard Cameron Logsdon got wings when he was up here last time.
He did.
I was like, hold on. I've been up there a few times. Nobody sent me chicken wings. I promise I won't be offended.
See what you did, Nick? See what
White
you started?
Guys like chicken wings, too. Yeah. He did get them that time.
Yeah. Good point from Matthew here. Sometimes I want to tip someone, like the shuttle driver, but I forget I'm supposed to do that. And I forget to bring cash.
That's a problem nowadays.
Yeah. On a card, a lot of times they don't have a way to just tip using a card. I wonder how much fatigue comes from people just not carrying cash anymore.
Yeah, the shuttle driver could put a QR code up with their Venmo on it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think tips will definitely increase if she does that.
I remember because when I went back to Vegas this fall, I hadn't been in Vegas in some years now. And 5 or 6 years at least. And I remembered never having cash on me. So I literally went to the bank when I went up the day before I went out there and got like 25s, just $25 bills. Mm-hmm. And I said, so there's always a five in my pocket because, in Vegas, you're just going everywhere. Cab driver, this guy, that guy, that guy. $5, $5, $5 everywhere. So
the pimp, the drug dealer.
Well, it just made it so much easier because I'm right. If you don't have a lot of cash on you, but Vegas, you have to have it.
Yeah.
Don't take Venmo there,
We're talking about being recognized and tipping. There's an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee where it's Seinfeld and Sarah Jessica Parker. And after the bill.
Very famous people.
Yeah, very famous. Yeah. Seinfeld, I don't know why they split up the bill or whatever, but he asks her, he's like, what'd you tip? And she shows him and he's like, really? He's like, when we leave here, all these people are going to ask what you tipped. And you want that to be what they tell people?
Oh, we told them that, yeah.
Yeah. So she changed it and put more on there.
Attack on a couple zeros there, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. When we lived in L.A., there used to be a car wash that we would go through. And when you would come out, there would be a guy who would, like, dry it with the squeegee and stuff.
Yeah. Those guys, yeah.
But, yeah, whenever we wouldn't have cash, we would try to speed away before he can catch us.
you didn't make it to work, right?
We would just go right by him. Just as fast as we could. We're like, don't look, just go.
Yeah. I prefer to air dry.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Why would I bust his ass and you can't hand a $5 bill out the window? Yeah. Right.
I've been that guy at the car wash briefly.
Oh, yeah? And the cars?
Yeah, and the people that with the nicest cars usually tip the less. Least amount.
It'd be
the
people that work at Dolphin, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in town?
And there'd be, you'd have like a Ford Taurus or whatever. Those people would hand you $10.
Yeah.
And there'd be some Camaro, and this douche comes out and like hands you $1. And you're like, thank you.
We're getting told the same thing about pizza delivery guys going to multi-million dollar homes and getting $2.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty lame.
But there was also that video of there a few months ago of Uber Eats guy walking up and a pretty nice house for $5 tip.
That guy was a douche.
That guy's a dick too. Yeah. You can't do that either.
No, man, you just got to silently take something for yourself. Yeah. $2, don't worry. I'll help myself to the rest. Thanks.
Why is there one slice missing? Yeah. I don't know, man.
You could rearrange a pizza and make one slice look like it's not missing. Somebody else saw that. There's a TikTok about that. I don't know how it works.
That's hilarious. But,
was that your account,
just a little space in between each slice?
I don't know how it works, but the guy did it. It was like hieroglyphic. I'm like, watch this thing. How the hell did he do that? That looks like a full pizza and the slice is missing.
That sounds like wisdom of a former pizza delivery guy right there.
I don't even know how it's done. You know, but I don't know if it was David. Maybe it was a Chris Angel show or something.
Chris Angel. New illusion.
That's practical magic.
It is practical magic.
How to take one slice and not get noticed.
Yeah, that kid works at NASA now.
Yeah, that's good.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.